at what will be the probably the only city board meeting of December in Hope. The city board passed a budget. We hear more from Mayor Don Steele. Congratulations, city board, getting the budget taken care of. Sounds like they've got that all lined out. Well, congratulations to the Prescott Curly Wolves. They did not defeat Boonville in the AAA championship, 3A championship. They barely let them squeak by at 25-22. But congratulations to Prescott for a very good season. And, of course, just wait till next year. The John Cain chapter of DAR met at Washington at the tavern for lunch and their December meeting recently. After lunch, 12 members gathered at the Sanders House to decorate for Christmas and candlelight. The Sanders House has five fireplaces, two bedrooms, a parlor, dining room, and two entry halls, and a detached kitchen with a small bedroom for the cook. Many hands made short work for getting that house decorated. Decorations will be on display probably till about New Year's because they have decorated the entire town for Christmas and candlelight. They had great crowd, good weather for it, and do want to remind you that the decorations will be up throughout the town. The Garrett Chapel Missionary Baptist Church will celebrate its 151st church anniversary this coming Sunday at 2:30 p.m., Reverend Kevin Starks and Clear Lake Baptist Church of Wambe, Texas are the special guest. Public is invited. Reverend Donald Massey is the pastor at Garrett Chapel. Congratulations to Garrett Chapel on their ministry in our town for 150 years. December 5th, around 10 a.m., officers with the Hope Police Department arrested 55-year-old Melissa Morton of Hope. She was arrested in the 200 block of East 3rd, charged with theft of property, fraudulent use of a debit card, financial identity fraud, and computer fraud, taken to the Hibbs County Detention Facility to await a first court appearance. Sunday, December 10th, around 1 p.m., officers of the Hope Police Department arrested 24-year-old Demare Jackson of Hooper. Jackson was arrested in the 700 block of Pine Street and charged with residential burglary and terroristic threatening. He was taken to the Hibbs County Detention Facility and held for a first court appearance. Saturday, around 1:10 p.m., officers of the Hope Police Department arrested 57-year-old Frederick Burton of Hope. He was arrested in the 100 block of South Hazel, charged with possession of a controlled substance, Schedule 1 or 2, and possession of controlled substance with intent to deliver, Schedule 4. He was taken to the Hibbs County Detention Facility, held for a first court appearance. Same time and at the same location, 33-year-old Deidre Gully of Hope was arrested, charged with possession of controlled substance, possession of controlled substance, Schedule 1 or 2, and 4, and taken to the Hibbs County Detention Facility, where she was held for a first court appearance. December 9th, around 6:53 a.m., Deputies Johnson and Deputy Picaro were dispatched to 3500 block of Highway 355 South about a gunshot victim. The caller, Riley Haygood, told dispatch he and his friends were out duck hunting when someone shot at them and shot his friend. Upon arrival, Deputy Johnson observed a male victim who identified himself as Luke Paxton to have a gunshot wound in his right pectoral and left forearm. The victim, Paxton, stated he and a friend thought they were in a public property duck hunting towards a pond when a male came to the property and began shooting at them. Paxton stated he and his friends took off running and left their guns and belongings in the pond area where they were hunting. Pafford EMS transported Paxton to St. Michael's in Texarkana to be treated for non-life-threatening gunshot injury to the left forearm. Deputies made contact with landowner Carol Leslie Bean, 72, told deputies heard gunshots and came to the location where he observed the males on his property. Bean stated he fired at the three because he thought they were shooting him. He was taken into custody, transported to the Hibbs County Detention Center for criminal offense of two counts of battery, second degree, possession of a firearm by certain persons, and four counts of aggravated assault. The LifeShare Mobile Blood Drive will be held today at 8:45 to 1:45 at the Prescott High School Gym, 736 Martin. Primary Blood Coordinator is Janet Bannister. Farmers Bank and Trust will host the Chamber of Commerce Community Coffee and Hope Wednesday, December 13th, 8:30 to 11. That's at 201 East 3rd. University of Arkansas Hope, Texas County holding a nurse pinning ceremony for the Arkansas Rural Nursing Consortium Thursday, December 14th. That will be at 6 p.m. at Hempstead Hall. Winter Wonderland at HAPS, Friday, December 15th, 2 to 6 at 601 West 6. Check in at the cafeteria. There will be family photos, pink clay ornaments, hot chocolate cookies, book walk, board games, and more. The Guernsey Baptist Church not holding a third Friday singing this month. Again, the Guernsey Baptist Church not holding a third Friday singing. Prescott Nevada County Chamber of Commerce holding the 2023 Breakfast with Santa December 16th, 9 to 11 at the Nevada County Fairgrounds in Prescott. All are asked to bring a canned food item for entry. Pictures with Santa will be just $3 each. The Nevada County Depot and Museum at 403 West 1st in Prescott holding a Christmas crafts Saturday, December 16th, 1 to 4. For info, 887-5821. The Call of Christmas will be presented December 17th at 6 p.m. That's at Unity Baptist Church at 402 South Hervey in Hope. LifeShare Mobile Blood Drive, Monday, December 18th, 3:15 to 6:30 at the Hope Walmart. Primary Blood Drive Coordinator will be Diane Crow. Living Hope Disability Fellowship meeting will be December 18th, 6:30 p.m. at the Fair Park Community Center in Hope. For info, Jermaine Moore, the president, 870-904-0763. Candlelight Community and Carols will be December 24th, 10:30 a.m. at Unity Baptist Church at 402 South Hervey. Sunday School Evening Worship dismissed. First Presbyterian Church of Hope will not have evening services Christmas Eve, but they will have a Christmas Eve candlelight service at 5:30 p.m. that day. Huckabee Cemetery is looking for donations for maintenance of the cemetery. Donations may be sent to Todd Martin, 578 Highway 32 East, Hope, 71801. To everyone that has family or friends or their own plots picked out at Westmoreland Cemetery, they are struggling to maintain operating capital level to keep up the cemetery. If you would like to contribute, you can send donations care of James Larry Kaufman, 1147 Highway 195 South, Washington, 71862. The Hope Housing Authority Board meets monthly on the third Thursday of the month at noon. Meetings are currently virtual. If you'd like to watch the meeting or take part, call the Housing Authority at 777-5742, 777-5742.